Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mental Fitness Matters, a podcast where we have conversations with people who matter about things that matter to our mental fitness. I'm your host, Tila Price, and you're listening to Episode 1, sponsored by J. Renee Solutions, a company that provides web design and development, photography, and graphic design services. For more information, you can find them at jreneesolutions.com. And for our first episode, I'll be talking to one of my best friends for over 20 years, Shazik Sonoda. We'll be discussing the transition from working woman to stay-at-home mom, her life married to a high-profile Microsoft executive, how she's gone from producing television shows to producing her family, and how she attempts to stay mentally fit through it all. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy our conversation.
All my life.
There you go. Yeah. So Shazik is a first found success as a producer, director in television, commercials, and music videos, and is now a stay-at-home mommy to three boys, ages 5 and under, and a wife to a Microsoft executive. Hey, Shazik.
Hi, Keila. How are you? I'm really good. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're doing this for me. I think your story is so interesting, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because so many women have been in your position, you know, going from like successful career woman to now moving that energy into family. Can you tell us about your career first?
So career-wise, I started at BET. And I worked on, it will show my age, I worked on Planet Groove way back in the day with Rachel.
But you're still 25. You were just 5 then.
Yeah, I mean, it was an intern, you know, I started an intern. No, I didn't. Anyway, so yeah, I started BET. I worked on a couple shows there, got really into music videos because that's what you do is you watch music videos there. And then started PAing on music videos, just kind of worked my way up. Directed a couple videos while, you know, working freelance at mostly MTV and HBO and just other like random places in New York, anything I could get my hands on. And then I ended up being a development executive at VH1, which then led me to meeting my husband. And leaving all of that behind, I did end up doing commercials. We moved to Seattle, Washington, and I guess for maybe 2.5 years or so, I produced commercials for pretty fun. I went to South Africa and I went to Nova Scotia, you know.
That's pretty fun.
BBC, you know, working with high-level clients. Uh-huh. Then got pregnant and decided to be a stay-at-home mommy, which is where I am now.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how easy was that transition, or how difficult was that transition? Because you have done a lot in your career, and now to be a wife and a mom and to leave all that behind. How challenging was that?
So, okay. How do I start? I will just say initially, like, having a child for me was kind of mind-blowing. I really threw myself into it. It was this precious little something, and oh my gosh, this is the most incredible thing I've ever done. And I guess I also feel really fortunate that I moved some of my work ethic or my work structure into being a mommy. Whereas like I am going, I mean, I hope my boys are cool with that, but we do stuff. So when I just had one, we had classes, I'd schedule this and that. I mean, honestly, it's possible that I kept myself so busy that I wasn't able to really think about what I left behind. It definitely sneaks in at moments for sure. I always say that when my kids are about to turn 1, I start itching. And I'm just like, okay, what can I do? I need to be creative. Like, I need that outlet. But I do feel like for me, the transition was potentially smoother. I found some other stay-at-home moms, like-minded, that helped. You know, if I were here by myself, waiting for my husband to come home every day,
That'd be hard.
We would be having a completely different conversation.
And you know what? I can see that about you too. Like, even just before we started recording, and even like the times where you've come back and I'm like, gosh, like your kids are like, it's like project management. Like, they're in quiet time. Like, gosh, they sit in quiet time? Like, I can't do that with one. Like, how do you manage like three kids like that? So I can see like how your career kind of, your career, your work ethic. That's what
Well, I just say I miss producing, but now I produce my kids. Like, so you know,
That is so cute. So is that the mindset that you have? Or is that just,
I don't know if it's officially the mindset that I have, but I do like, I like staying busy. I know what makes me happy, and I'm very goal oriented. I like to set goals. I like to have, and so I just think that all of that helps me. I have my daily goals. I have weekly goals. I have, you know, and so all of that, I think that regardless of if you're a stay-at-home mom or you're in work or you're in school, having those goals helps you look forward and reach for something versus, I mean, shoot, sometimes you just got to get through a day, right? But those little things like kind of help motivate.
What kind of goals? Tell me about that. Like, what kind of goals do you set like weekly that as a mom and a wife? And I'm really interested in hearing that because I could have used this conversation when my youngest was one.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I just plan things, I guess. I think, you know, like this week in particular was really busy. I'm just going to open up my calendar really quick.
Okay.
Just to kind of, so what is it? Okay, so this week is special because it is Issei's birthday week.
Five, so, right?
Yeah, he's turning five. Yeah. So being a birthday week, you know, it's one of those things where I had to prep things for his school. Mm-hmm. So I just knew that he wanted ice cream, but we had to do Rice Krispie treat ice cream, you know, like, and that's how I like kind of get my creative thing off as well, because I was a creative person. And so being birthday planning or room decorate, you know, whatever I can get my hands on is what I'm being creative. So we had family photos this week. We had a meeting about the party because they're doing a joint birthday party. Oh. I had his party and then I volunteered at his school. I have a mommy night out. I had a dentist appointment. Yori had, my gym. That's like a little play thing. You know, just it's.
So you make sure your day is filled.
Yeah. My day is definitely filled.
You make sure your day is filled. Now not you mentioned, ready. You said I was a creative person. Do you think that you're not?
No, I'm still a creative person. It's just different. Like, you have to come at it at a different mindset. Like, I miss having this, like, and I say this, but I still have a vision for a project and it still comes to fruition, whether I'm planning an event or a this or that. It's just different. Like, I used to be able to turn on the television and see my stuff on TV, you know, and that's like amazing to me. But stepping back though, and like the goal situation, like, I will just have little things where I want my kids to do certain things by this kind of time.
Wow.
I also set like kind of a overall family goal that I really wanted to have an even number of children. Like, I wanted everyone to have a buddy.
So like four. So three is an odd number for you. So you're working on baby. Number.
Yeah, 3 months in already, actually.
What?
Another boy, actually.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No, seriously?
No, seriously. I want.
Are you telling me this on this podcast?
I know. Well, I kind of wanted to save it for this.
So you really another boy?
Yeah, pregnant with another boy.
You know that already?
May 11th. Yeah. Wow. We had a small kind of thing. So that's like one of those little things where, and
congratulations. And
it's a good thing and a bad thing, but I have a bit of perfectionism, which again, good thing, bad thing.
Yeah. I have that too.
But in that sense, like, for me, that even number, that four, seems perfect to me.
No, really. I get it, though. I get it. And, like, almost, like, I just grew up with me and my brother. And I wish that there were, like, two additional ones. Because it kind of, like, there's always a sibling to go to.
Yeah.
And it kind of balances out, you know, a little bit more. So I definitely see that. But you actually planned that. Like, that was, this is my goal for the family.
This is my goal.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so neat. I like that.
I mean, you know, a goal was secretly to have a girl too.
Right.
But, you know, I don't have power over that, you know.
So are we done?
Oh, for sure. For sure, for sure.
How was this pregnancy one?
So far it's so good. It is like, you know, again, stepping back in my perfectionism. Mm-hmm. I have not been able to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. Like, and I've had to kind of accept that I can't always be my best self right now like your body and like I'm sick and I'm tired and I'm tired and I'm sick and just recognizing like, hey, and my husband is particularly supportive when I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of been cool at reminding me just like, hey, you don't need to be the perfect wife right now. Like you don't need to be. So it's nice to have that support and that reminder because I like to be on.
Yeah, you do. You know, that's who you are. So what I'm hearing though is that mindset. Like even when you don't say that word particularly, that's what I'm hearing in your language is that it's all a mindset change. It's how you view things. So if you work towards a goal, like that's a mindset thing. If you have something, you're not just sitting stewing like, oh, I've gone from career and now I'm a stay-at-home mom. Oh, woe is me. What am I going to do? But if you like transfer that energy in a different way, usually through your mind, then you can not just cope, but thrive. Is that what you're saying?
I guess, sure. That I've never thought about it like that, but I do feel that, yeah, that like positive energy and all of that. I mean, it can be incredibly challenging. I mean, especially I think about you often and your postpartum depression and like, how would you even be able to step out of that to say, okay, let's go and take that mommy and me class, you know, when you're sitting there like, what did I do? You know what I mean? So,
I will say too, that my pregnancy was very different. So I was on bed rest, like the majority of my pregnancy. So I had time to like literally go bananas.
Yeah.
But it still would have been helpful to, if you were pregnant at the same time. And to have, like you said, that like mind, okay, Keila, you got to keep yourself busy. You got to do, if I were to do that right from the beginning, then my postpartum probably wouldn't have been as severe as it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even saying that, like I have a friend, this is the third time we've been pregnant together. Her other two boys are 3 days younger than mine. Both of them.
3 days.
And now she is a month more pregnant than I am. But so it's just nice to have again, and that's me, right? Like I've struggled with depression, you know, like we can get into that at some point, but I like people. I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
So having that support of other people helps me, you know, and I make sure that I make time for that.
So you just mentioned that you have struggled with depression.
Like potentially since like elementary school. I was thinking about it for this podcast and I was like, a minute.
I'm glad that you can openly like be so transparent about that. That's another thing that I love about you, that we're able to be that way with each other and that there's like no judgment and you're able to say it to, you know, listeners on a podcast and not feel judged for it. But did you ever feel scared when getting pregnant? Like that it would potentially get like worse or really? Do you think that made you a lot more proactive and not going towards the postpartum depression side?
So I don't know. I'm not sure. I just know that especially after my first child, I remember bawling to a therapist on the phone.
Really?
Like, I'm so scared that I have postpartum. Like, I was just, your hormones and your emotions, it's such an incredibly powerful thing.
Yes, it is.
And I just remember for me, like a big thing even, I had bonded so much. Like I did all this like yoga and like meditation and stuff like that. And when that baby was out of my body, that was hard for me.
Really? Like,
I felt a loss in my
body. I've heard that before. Wow.
And like when my husband would, like I'd be laying in bed and he would take the baby, it was, he's so far away, you know? Yeah. So that for me was, I had a bit of loss and depression. It just didn't, I don't know if I was proactive in speaking with someone immediately. Mm-hmm. Like I just immediately got on it and I was like, okay, is this happening? Why do I feel this way? I just remember literally I was bawling in my bathroom talking to this woman like, what is going on? And she was like, this is normal. Like,
it is normal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so again, maybe that was a bit proactive to understand and to know that I have those feelings and emotions before.
Definitely.
And yeah, jumping on that. But I will just say, like, since having children, I feel like they have been the ones really to kind of keep me from going too far deep.
Wow.
I feel, again, going back to, I like to be on. I'm right. Not always on for my children, but I like to, while I like to show them the range of emotions, I don't really allow myself to get as depressed because I really want to be present for them.
Wow. Mindset.
Yeah, again, mindset. But I recognize too, like I'll take a moment and like I'll like listen to some Badoo or some Sade or like or do like an emergency phone call. Like I will call my cousin, like I will just make a phone call, like, okay, I don't even need to sit here and talk about my problem. I just need to talk. Like I just need to have a moment or I just need to breathe. Mm-hmm. And then I like kind of say, okay, like check yourself. Let's mm-hmm. keep it moving.
Wow. I love that. So I have another question. What do you do to break up the monotony of motherhood? Because it can get very, you know, you can just, even when you're like producing your children, it can just be all about your children. Like, how do you break that up and not lose shape in the process?
Okay. So I will just say I'm incredibly fortunate that I do have help with my children.
Okay.
So that does allow me moments within my day to sneak away and do X, Y, and Z, right?
Okay.
So I will just say that we do have a schedule. I am somewhat of like a scheduled, like I kind of like I know for the most part what's going to happen on any given day.
Yeah.
And then I fill in where I can. But I would say like little things, like I read books. Like I probably read 3 to 5 books a month.
Okay.
Just like have my little escape. Mm-hmm. I think the exercise is huge.
Yeah.
Like it really does. It really does help. The like endorphin, like, and it's, but when I'm, especially when I'm not pregnant, when I'm coming off, cause you know, I've been pregnant how many times in the last 5 years, but when I'm coming off of pregnancy and like trying, I have that again, goal that I set
mm-hmm.
to get to, you know, a certain whatever, gosh, like lifting weight, it's just rivet, like riveting is such a weird word to say. It just gives me life.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm listening to my music. I'm like going and I'm seeing results. So
yeah.
All of those things like really are good for me personally. I do mommy nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just again, friends in general. So I like having mommy friends. I like having old work friends that I keep in touch with. Mm-hmm. And I like meeting new random people as well, you know? So I really try and keep like a diverse set of friends, but like, it's not like, okay, I have another mommy night. It's like when I have a mommy night, I'm excited because you know,
it's not something you do, like, it's not routine.
Yeah, it's not routine.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get together with like old coworkers, or I have a couple of friends at, you know, Microsoft where my husband works, where we'll just like get together and do lunch. I volunteer. I love concerts. So
yeah, you
did. If you name an artist that's like been here in the last like month, I've probably been. Yeah. I had to back off a little bit because I am pregnant. Like, we wanted to go. Schoolboy Q was just here, and like, I love Schoolboy Q. I love hip hop.
I know you do.
I love hip hop.
That's the other thing I love about you.
It was like general admission, and I kind of need space. I need my belly protected. And like the Kanye show that was like 3 weeks ago, it was like, it was everything. So for me, like live shows, like, you know, you said earlier, lose yourself or whatever. Like, A, it helped me connect to my old life of working in music, television and music videos. Mm-hmm. And I also just lose myself in the music. Like, music for me is like
music, like, is therapy, you know. Yeah. For me, I love music. That's how I lose myself, is in music. Even if it's just, if I'm having like a crappy day, if I just put on, you know, the music.
Put on, and I, I want to know
I knew you were gonna ask me. So if I put on, you know, I like Jill Scott, I like Sade. Okay. But I also like, you know, rap. You know, Marcus, actually, my 19-year-old, has really, really gotten me into certain artists that I wouldn't have before. And he's more like an indie kind of stuff, rapping.
Like Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Like Childish Gambino, like Tyler Scott, like, you know, Chance the Rapper. And
yeah. Chance was just here, too.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Did you go?
I didn't. I had tickets.
Oh my gosh, Mark would have loved
that. It was general admission. And I just, like, again, you prioritize things too, right? At some point, and you're just like, oh, do I really know? It's not that. And especially here in Seattle, not to really go there, but, you know, marijuana is legal here. And so you go to a show and you're just,
it's just everywhere.
The contact. So. Yeah. I'm like, baby, I don't want you high this early.
Right? You said this early.
It's going to happen one day living here, I'm sure, but it's a little early.
So how is it being married to a Microsoft executive and being a mommy and being a wife? Like, you're married to somebody who's a Microsoft executive, but you were this person at one time. Do you ever feel like you're like in somebody's shadow? You do?
Well, I'll just say, like, what's really challenging is I really loved work. I loved working. Mm-hmm. And it helped that I was really passionate about my career and the things that I was working on. And my husband has a harder time. It's, you know, the higher up you get. And sometimes I step back and I wonder, I'm like, shoot, like the people that were on my level when I left are now at an even higher level. Are they still enjoying it? Like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But once you get, I mean, he's got 1,000, so, you know, however many people under him that rely on his decisions, and so much pressure. Mm-hmm. And so I try to, without really vicariously living through him, like, I like to hear what's going on with his work day. I like when he comes home and says, oh my gosh, you won't believe what happened, or this is what I'm dealing with, or look at this, what we're working on. Mm-hmm. And while that does happen sometimes he wants to come home and just be done. Like, he doesn't want to talk. He wants family. He wants the boys. Like, he just wants to step away completely and as much as he can. Because ultimately, he comes home and he might help put the kids to bed or something. And then he's working for the rest of the night, you know, until 2 a.m. or something. Like, so he has this little bit of time for family or to step away from it. Whereas I'm like, hey,
right.
Okay, just give me a moment. So we have now like a pretty good balance of, you know, me being able to kind of feel a part of that. Like, it's not even that I miss like corporate America mm-hmm. per se. I just miss those problems. I miss the mm-hmm. discussions potentially that happen or the struggles that you might come across in a work day.
Definitely.
So I think, you know, for me, I try and be as supportive as I can. Mm-hmm. That when he does come home, I mean, we're not in the 1950s or anything.
Right.
But, oh, honey, you're home.
Here's
but
your
I
dinner.
Just try and make things like, you know, pleasant. And I enjoy keeping our house like a fun place to be. And I mean, cause I have to live here too. Right. So I try and make it pleasant to look at, to be in. The smells are nice. You know, I, for the most part, enjoy cooking. So that's helpful. But there is a lot of pressure. And I feel like when you are a stay-at-home mom to someone who's an executive or just has a high pressure job, you definitely carry some of that weight.
Definitely. Just have that was the next question.
You just have to figure out how much and how you can carry it, like how it's dispersed. I don't even know if that makes sense, but
it does. It definitely makes sense. Do you feel like when you are married to somebody who is in a high pressure job, your pressures sometimes go unacknowledged? Like, is it, how do you feel about that?
So I will say, for the most part, like my husband's mom stayed at home mm-hmm. and he was pretty, I don't want to say he was adamant, but he's like, I'd really like for one of us to stay at home. You know, when we
it's
did
good that he said that one of us. So was yeah. it like,
well, because he would, if it were,
and I love that
we're 100%.
Yes.
He would be the one that gets pregnant too. Like he's really into children and that whole family thing. So mm-hmm. I am really fortunate that I have that. What I will say is that it's harder to talk about maybe my stuff. I feel mm-hmm. like I'm maybe aware of the pressures and the stress that he's had in the day. Mm-hmm. And do I really want to tell him that my pressures, that while they are pressures to me, might not be as pressing or heavy? And that's hard because they are, but
they are. They definitely are.
Yeah. It's
so that's self-imposed then. That's something that you do to yourself.
Sure.
Is that what you're saying?
I try and lean on other outlets.
Okay.
To talk about my pressures, I think sometimes, you know, I mean, if it really is something heavy, like something happened with one of our boys or, oh my gosh, something at school, then it is something that I will just be like, oh my God. And if he were sitting here right next to me, he'd be like, she's telling me stuff all the time. But I definitely hold back, you know, because there are some things that are a little more trivial that bother me. But it is, you know, yeah.
Do you have any regrets? And this is where you can be like truly like honest. Like sometimes my kids get on my nerves. It's just like, gosh, wish I would have thought about this more. Do you have any regrets?
You know, it's funny because I feel like in some days I'll say, oh, you know, I really regret, but nothing like, I don't have a big life regret. I think my big life regret is not moving to New York sooner. Like,
really?
I wish I would have just gone straight to New York. I wish I would have gone to NYU and studied directing mm-hmm. and just gone with it. Like, you know, I knew that I wanted to work in like television, even in high school, I think, mm-hmm. but I wish I would have thought a little bit bigger. I feel like if you would have talked to me in high school or college, I would have said, I want to work at MTV or BET.
You
and
did.
I did that by like 23 or something, yeah, or 22. And then you're like, where am I going? You know? So I kind of wish if there was a regret that I would have dreamed bigger earlier, but I will just step back and say, like, I feel so fortunate that I lived so much life before I had children.
Definitely.
Like, oh my gosh, I lived.
That makes a huge difference.
I lived in four different states.
Mm-hmm.
I met some of my most my favorite artists. Mm-hmm. I worked with them.
Yeah.
I worked on really amazing things. And then I stepped back to have children. And I definitely miss that life. But I really love what I'm doing right now.
And you didn't have to, for some of us who had children earlier, it's always been a balance.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes there are days where I regret because I want to be able to give my full self to my career, but
yep,
I always had to balance. Whereas yep, you have lived, you know, and now you get to devote yourself to your children.
It's really true, and it's really that difference. You know what I mean?
It really is.
I mean, because even people who don't have children earlier, even mm-hmm, people who are having children right now and still working, that balance is, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. Like, I just don't, I know that even for me, when I kind of would like.
Okay.
Even I would work on a project, I would, you know how I kind of said, oh, around a year, I kind of start itching and want to work on a project. I would have meetings maybe during the day, and I would have a moment where I'm just I feel a little guilt that I'm not with my children.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can't imagine every single day doing that. I feel incredibly fortunate that I'm in the situation that I'm in and that I've lived the life that I've lived.
Okay, so just
and hope to do more living, obviously. I don't think it's all over.
No, that's what I was going to ask next.
Okay.
Because eventually your kids grow up and they don't need you as much. What will be next for you after that?
I mean, I think we'll have to see. I want it to be something organic that, okay, kind of organically. I think I've talked to you about this.
Yeah.
It just. I mean, it's a struggle because I want to push myself in a certain direction, but I'm one of those people that feels like when things are supposed to happen, they happen with ease.
Mindset. You should write a freaking book.
Well, I'm glad that you
mindset. I need your book. I wish I would have had this when I was pregnant with Eli.
Well, I'm just glad that you even put a phrase around it. I guess I don't
automatic for you.
I don't let myself get too far down the rabbit hole anymore.
Anymore. So was it your children that, like you said, prevented you from doing that?
I really honestly think so. I think for me, even getting married, mm-hmm, had a little effect, mm-hmm, a little.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Because you have that, there's something for me about just a steady something. Mm-hmm. Now you talk about a merry-go-round versus a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. My marriage is more of a roller coaster than it is.
All marriages are a roller coaster. All marriages are a roller coaster.
Mine's a really fast roller coaster. Anyway, I think that getting married helped me in having that stability, and then having children opened me up to just having that responsibility, mm-hmm, and wanting my children again. They know the full range of emotions.
Yeah.
But understanding that, hey, it's about a mindset.
Mindset.
Yeah.
What is your greatest fear?
So it's funny because I've thought a lot about this. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say my canned answer. I was like, not always being my best self. Like, that's my biggest fear, that I'm not always the best.
Yeah, I don't want that answer.
Yeah. And then, you know, digging a little deeper, which is something that we've kind of brushed upon, mm-hmm. even just today, is really losing myself, like, and who I, you even said it before, you said that I was creative.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of times I talk in past tense like that, you know, and gosh, my career was super cool. I was super cool.
You are super cool.
But do you hear that?
I do hear that.
Yeah.
You're right.
And like, not even that I need to be cool, but you know, I do have a fear that like, I won't have the same passion that I had, about my career and about even being a parent, about something else, you know, like, I do think often at this point, I'm about 5 years away, even early, I could be like 3 years away from starting something of my own or working somewhere or doing something. And I just want to make sure that I'm happy and passionate and creating and staying true to myself.
Wow.
Because it is so easy to get lost in life or the shuffle or the daily grind, whether you're working or you're a stay-at-home mom or in school, it's so easy. And I just want to remain inspired and creative and productive.
Wow.
So that is the, like,
that is a great answer.
Okay, good job. Yay.
That's
yay,
a great yay. Answer, because that would actually be the answer that I would give. I think a lot of moms would give is that, yeah. Especially when you've either been raising children for a long time or you have young children, or like mine are so far apart. I feel like I've been a mom like my whole adult life.
Yeah.
Losing myself is my greatest fear, which is why I'm always doing something. And you know that, whether it's photography, whether it's, you know, developing a nonprofit or this podcast, like, I'm creative. That's how I breathe, literally. Yeah. And I can't imagine not doing that. And it's scary to think that I will lose that passion or that will to be inspired. All right. What are you most grateful for?
You know, I think I'm most grateful for my family. Mm-hmm. Whether that's like immediate or people who I consider family.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, like you. like for real though. Like, no. I mean, I think that relationships are life. Like, I really do think that like such a large part of life is making and growing and maintaining relationships. I just feel fortunate that I've been able to have such amazing relationships with my family and people who I've met along the way. And I just like kind of look forward to growing old or older with my clan, you know? And so I'm just grateful that I have people that I can lean on, that inspire me, that I can inspire, that, you know, it is just that give and take. And I just, if I didn't have that, like I said, I'm an extrovert, totally.
You are.
And so I get energy from, you know, our conversations. When we talk, I like get off the phone and I'm like, yes!
I know you're like also excited, you know,
yes.
It's like a release. Like,
it is.
Especially with someone like you, who I consider like I can be completely bare, you know, with, like, I don't have to hide anything or cover up. I can just be myself. And when you have that release, for me, that's important to your mental health.
Yeah.
It just is, because you have to release it somewhere. So,
yeah.
And you can't always do it with, you know, your spouse, especially if he's in a high pressure position.
And so, or with everything, you know, I think that that's another thing. Like, there's some people that you just connect with on a level with XYZ, or, you know, like, in different connections and different parts of your life. And I think it's important to like kind of grow all of those places in your life that need growing, you know, yeah. Like you have to water everything.
Exactly. You have to nurture it so that it can grow. What is your biggest accomplishment, or what do you consider your biggest accomplishment? I know that's a hard one, right?
That's a hard one. I mean, I'm going to go easy and say my children.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I just think even when I thought about, you know, accomplishments and legacy, and I just think that my goal of growing solid, good human beings is huge for me. And I mean, my boys are amazing, obviously, to me. I think they're super cute. You know, I think of all of my girlfriends who are still looking for a man, and I'm like, dang, if only you were born like now, like these beautiful boys, because I want to raise respectful, like honorable, just good men. And so that for me is like an accomplishment to come. And again, when I look at those overall arching goals in life, that's something I'm working towards.
So when you think about your legacy, what legacy are you building, or do you think about it?
Like, you know, it's funny, like I'm not quite, and it's funny because I read an article actually today that was like, really? What will President Obama's legacy be? And they're like, it's too early to tell. And I'm like, well, if it's too early for him to tell.
That is too early for you.
It's too early for me to tell, you know, like, but it is, I've just lived so many different, I feel like I've lived different lives. And mm-hmm. So if I passed away today, you know, people who worked with me in New York don't know me at all as a mother.
Yeah.
And like, they'd be like, oh, Shazik was a hustler. Like she was always on the grind, and she was always like, always had the next gig and like, you know, or worked hard or was always. And then
I think people would say that, people who knew you in both lives would say the same thing. I think you're the same Shazik. Like you keep on referring to yourself like in past tense, but I see you so much differently than you see yourself. I think you're still a hustler, just in a different way. I think you're still always on the grind, just in a different way. Like even when we were at your mom's house for Christmas, you were like producing. Like, okay, who wants this? Okay, who wants this? Okay, over here. And I was like, Shaza, can you just sit for a little bit and let us take care of you? But you're still the same Shaza that you were before. You just operate in a different manner now.
Fair. Thanks for the perspective. Yeah. I do. It does feel different, but it is, I haven't lost myself yet. I'm not lost yet.
Okay. So one more question. What do you want the world to know about you? I know these are like deep questions, aren't they? Like, what do you want the world to know about Shazik? Because you're going to be coming out with your book soon. Mindset Matters.
That's right. Mindset Matters.
Exactly. And you're going to tell all of the moms, give them all your advice for how to be a thriving mom without losing yourself. So what do you want the world to know about you?
Gosh, Keila.
And let me tell you why this is important. And I ask this question of all moms because, again, it's so hard to lose yourself, especially when you are married to somebody who is in a high-pressured or high-profile job. And I want to know what you want the world to know about you.
Yeah, I would say I want the world to know that I don't know. I'm really at a loss. Like a couple of things are coming to me, like words, but nothing. I'm not ready for it yet.
No, okay.
I'm not ready. I'm still cultivating and growing and figuring it out.
And I would say then that's what you want the world to know. That maybe life is
the best is yet to come.
Exactly. There you go. Life is an ongoing journey. Because it's how you think. If you think that this is all there is and I'm stuck in this position, then you can't move forward. But you are so forward thinking. like in everything that you do. So I'm not going to tell you what I want the world to know about me just yet, because I'm still learning and growing.
Yeah.
So.
Yay. I'm glad we figured that one out, because I was struggling. I was like, wait a minute. I didn't get this one. Yeah, no, definitely. I just think it is, life is a journey, right? And mm-hmm. you just take it as you come and try and do your best and hope that we all come out for the better, you know? So
you
yeah,
really
the best
live that way. Like, I've heard people say that, but you really live that way.
Well, I'm smiling because I feel like if you ask my husband, he would say, yeah, not so much, but I definitely try to live that way. And I try and uplift. Yeah, I try my best to live that way. And I try and, you know, not sweat the small stuff, even though we all do sweat the small stuff occasionally. And just recognize something my dad always said, like, my dad is getting older, and I'll call him and he'll say, I'll say, how are you today? And he's like, you know what? I'm good. And while I have problems, I'm happy to be alive to have problems. Wow. And I just like hearing that, like, kind of, you know, once a week or whenever we have that conversation, I'm just like, hey, you know, there's so much to be grateful for. And yeah. Right.
Wow. I love your dad too. He's so cool.
He is really good. And I'm fortunate. My dad lives here now. My sister lives here. I have a cousin that's moving here. My brother might move
here. Your cousin
here.
Is moving?
Yeah, she moved. No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he is. She moved here from Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah. So we're slowly.
So she could be closer to family or?
Well, she got a job. She got a job out here at Starbucks Corporate. So.
That's awesome. And yeah, and then have family around too.
I really do. Like when you said grateful, like I really am grateful for my family. I'm grateful that my boys have family, like, you know, influencing them. Like that whole "it takes a village." I have that village, and my mom is coming to visit today. Like, you know, it's I'm really fortunate, really blessed.
Well, I know you got to get to the airport, so I thank you for giving us a little piece of yourself.
I hope
you don't know how many people will help. Like it has been helpful for me, and I've known you like our whole life. But just
our whole life.
But it's helpful to hear, you know, just from another mom. I think that's why these conversations are so important. So I love you for it. Thank you.
I love you. I hope it was helpful.
Oh gosh, it was super, super helpful. So thank you.
You've just listened to an episode of Mental Fitness Matters, sponsored by J. Renee Solutions, a company that provides web design and development, photography, and graphic design services. For more information, you can reach Jennifer Patterson at jreneesolutions.com. Join us every week for insightful conversations with people who matter about things that matter to our mental fitness.